Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. The day I'm recording this is the 26th of February 2020. Now, yesterday, the 25th of February, I emailed all our Queensland mailing list, not just member officers of Real Estate Excellence, but everyone. Of course, we give a lot to our industry, but not to the detriment of members questioning why they pay for my services, which is how I make a living. So regardless of that, it's quite serious. The email I sent yesterday to anyone and everyone. This afternoon, I became aware of a Victorian Supreme Court appeal decision in relation to a tenant injury and liability of damages of over $430,000. So the crux of the case is basically a tenant injured because of dodgy, it's what the case is also referred to, but obviously problem backstairs, and the tenant was injured. Now the tenant sued, and the original decision apportioned two-thirds to one-third of $433,000 to lessor agent. Now that was appealed by the lessor, and the Court of Appeal in Victoria found the agency 100% liable. Now, I'm still reviewing the case. It's quite a lengthy decision, but I know the crux of it and the reason I'm doing this podcast for you. Basically, it's a reminder to all of us to make sure we're honouring and adhering to our contractual terms of inspections and when we're going to do them in accordance with the terms of the management agreement contract with our client. And obviously, the importance of particularly urgent emergency maintenance and particularly life, safety, health threatening. Now, members of Real Estate Excellence, the March member update is due out next week. So I'm going to feature this in the April one. And what I'm going to do is give you the lawyer's article I sent to anyone and everyone on our free mailing list yesterday. Plus, I'm going to give you the actual case and I'm going to give you a précis of it. I remind you in the meantime, Property Management Excellence PME System member officers. I remind you particularly of Chapter 13 of the PME Manual, which is everything and anything you need to know about maintenance law, procedures, scripts, templates, you name it. So it's just a courtesy reminder, obviously, of staff retraining and training and making sure your systems and risk management are as the best they can be, basically, and also particularly that you're carrying out inspections. So it might be timely for an inspection audit to make sure the inspections are being done, particularly in accordance with the terms of the management agreement contract. Members, you know where Melissa and I are, if we can be of any assistance, so please send us through an email. For anyone, of course, I can assist with private training, or if you're in Queensland, of course, I'd love your business if you're not currently a member office or a member of Real Estate Excellence. So realestateexcellence.com.au. If we can be of any assistance or training, membership, or more, and members, you know where we are. So, just a timely reminder in relation to reviewing, making sure your inspections are being carried out accordingly, that any maintenance is being actioned accordingly, and that your risk management is in play to prevent terrible, distressing, concerning cases like this happening. So, thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.